everybody. Greg Golden with you. Thanks, as always, for joining us on Forsyth Sports 365. Nice to have you along. It's a hoopy weekend. We got a doubleheader for you. A terrific setup heading down the stretch in Region 7, Class 5A. Forsyth Central trying to make a nice run here heading into the postseason. And we've got the head coach of the Forsyth Central Bulldogs basketball team, Greg Durst, on the phone with us. Greg, nice to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
We are delighted to have you here. Let's talk a little bit about this Bulldog basketball team that you're coaching up this year. Tell us a little bit about your team.
Well, we're sitting right now at 8-13 overall, and we're 3-5 in our region. So we're right now currently in the fourth spot. We have 14 teams in our region, so we're split, we're subdivided. So we're fourth on the south side behind Riverwood, Sprayberry, and Kell. And we do have a big week. Tomorrow night we make up a game against North Springs that was canceled because of the snow, and then Friday we play Sprayberry, who's one of the teams that's ahead of us, and then Saturday we play Cambridge, who's one of the teams that's battling for the fourth spot for us. And then we end up with Kell on senior night on Tuesday, February 2nd, which is another team that we're battling with for the third spot. So we do have a huge week rolling into the region tournament, which is here at Forsyth Central starting on February 5th. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's a terrific. That's a lot of basketball to be played in the next few days. You got everybody, are you hydrating them and getting them fed up right?
We've had the injury bug this year. I think we've had four different players with concussions. So we lost one in our last game, but we got one back coming back. Ethan Hester's coming back off about an 8 or 9 game missing from his concussion. So hopefully we're going to be at full stride by the time region tournament starts, but it's good to get Ethan back into the fold.
Well, tell us a little bit about your team. Who's your starting lineup, and who's the kid that came back that's going to be helping you this week?
Our point guard's Parker Beatier. Everything kind of runs through Parker. He is a tremendous baseball player. He signed with Santa Fe Junior College right down there in Gainesville, Florida. But he's our leader. Everything goes through him. He's a great competitor. Our leading scorer is actually Kel Jackson, who's a wing player, who's a senior. And is a shooter and a scorer. And then John Richards is our guy that's in the middle. He's about 6'8", and he kind of patrols the middle for us. And Ethan Hester is our stretch four, who's coming back off the injury. He was playing really well there at the early parts of the season right before he got injured. And then we start a bunch of different people up the other wing. Right now it's Monty Kurtz, another senior that's been playing real well the last 5 or 6 games for us.
So there's a little bit of working out, getting the team chemistry back together again. You've been a little bit streaky as I'm looking at your record through the season, but now, you know, getting some of these parts back, it sounds like you're going to be able to make a good run. Does everybody participate in the postseason tournament?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So you're just really, the regular season is just for seeding, trying to figure out, like, since we're subdivided, if we end up four, we'll play the fifth place team on the other side. We're just like the SEC. We have 14 teams. So, like, the first two teams in each side get a bye till the third day. And, you know, if you're 4 or 5, you get a bye to the second day. And then the 6 and 7 teams play on the first day of the tournament.
It's a survive and advance setup then, right?
Yeah. And, like, we have a really strong Riverwood, who's number one on our side, is 20-1. And they're ranked like 6th or 7th in 5A, and then Sprayberry's 15-6. They're unranked, and then on the other side, Sequoia has a really good top 100 player over there in Jordan Usher. So it's a tough league for us.
Well, it's a good opportunity to test your mettle. Like you said, you got the makeup game from Snowmageddon 3. When is that? That's what night? Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night at North Springs, yes, sir.
All right, and then Sprayberry comes to town on Friday, and then Cambridge on Saturday. And here on Forsyth Sports 365, we're going to cover that doubleheader, boys and girls. And we're delighted to be over there on your campus for the game, but that's going to be a good test for you, seeing where you stand with Sprayberry coming in.
We had a good game with Sprayberry down there at their place, and I think we ended up losing by 12 or 14. We let them get on a run right there at the end of the second quarter, and we just couldn't really close it more to closer to 7 the rest of the game. And then against Cambridge, it was a nip and tuck game back and forth, like I'm sure it'll be here on Saturday. And Kel Jackson hit a buzzer beater from about 25 feet to win the game at the buzzer for us in that game. So that was an exciting game. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow night first, and then the two games at home. Hopefully that we can play well and keep our position in for the region tournament.
Yeah, we're hopeful for that for you as well. Being homers like we are, we're gonna be rooting for you. I'll be fair on the call, but I will be leaning your way just a little bit, just so you know.
We need it.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the style that your team plays. You said everything runs through your point guard. Do you like to run, or with the 6'8" guy in the middle, you like to set up and run some offense? Tell us about that.
We're more still a perimeter oriented team. John's really a force on the defense, and he's done well all year. And he does score around the basket for us, but we're a perimeter team. We shoot and we try to get everything in transition, and then we run some sets to try to get our shooters the ball. And then we'll run some side screen and roll just to try to get the ball inside. But we're a transition team, and try to live off of our transition as much as we can.
So that anchor in the middle suggests to me that you might go with a 2-3 pretty regularly?
We start, and it just depends if the three-point line gets me scared. Sometimes we just leave them out there and let them shoot. But we do play some zone sometimes. But John's pretty good on with his feet, so he can guard people even if they don't have a 6'8 guy. Now, if they go really small, then we have to go to zone.
All right. And you've had some success mixing up the defenses throughout the season?
Yeah, pretty much, man. We're a man-to-man team, but, we'll play some 2-3. We'll run some half-court trap. We'll run some full-court man-to-man. We'll run some full-court zone press. So we kind of do a plethora of things and try to just keep them off balance.
10 seconds left. You got the ball bringing it inbounds from the timeline. What's your play call?
We're going to set a high screen for either Parker or Kale. And let them make the decision and either take the shot or create for somebody else to try to get a wide open shot to win the game.
So you trust your guys pretty much, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I call it, but I mean, I tell them that it's in the ball's in their hands. They got to make the decision out there. I don't know what the defense is going to do.
Players got to play, right?
That's right. Just get the ball to your players at the end.
All right, well, listen, we're really looking forward to visiting with you this weekend for the doubleheader. Again, I'll start time. The girls' team starts tips off at 6 on Friday night against Sprayberry, and then you all follow immediately after warm-ups after that game. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And then you said Saturday there's a ninth grade game at 1.
At 1, then the varsity girls are at 2:30, and we're at 4. I believe that's correct, yes.
Well, right in the middle of a long run of basketball for y'all, and that's going to be a lot of fun. We're awfully glad that we're going to be able to be there, call that game live. Both those games, rather, and then, of course, we'll post them up on the site for all your Bulldog fans to come back and listen to again. Is the exciting finish, I'm sure. Both these games are going to be thrillers, so everybody will want to come back and listen to it here on the site. We'll be able to do that. Let's take a minute and look ahead, Coach. By the way, Greg Durst, head coach of the Forsyth Central Bulldogs, joining us here. Next year, 7A. You're part of the Big 44, the Super 44, whatever they're going to call it, and you're excited. We talked a little bit earlier. You're very excited to match up against these Forsyth County teams next season.
Not only, I mean, it's just for our student body and our players, I think everybody's excited about being back in a region where you know who the schools are. Nothing against our league now, but really not a lot of people know where Riverwood is or Sprayberry is or Dalton or any of those schools that are on the other side. They just don't know. And so, like, just as far as filling up the stands and getting people to the games, I just think it's going to be a great. And then anytime you can have a county rival, it's just good. You travel, it's closer, and the guys play each other, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and then they just continue on through high school. So I'm really looking forward to playing in the Forsyth region with Milton as the other odd man out in our league. But I wish we had a couple more teams in our league, but because it's going to be hard to kind of find games someplace if we only play twice. So, but anyway, that's beside the point. I'm just happy to be in it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And what kind of preparations are being made at the school for that?
We'll have a meeting here shortly with all the teams in the region, and we'll just set the region schedule, and then you'll have to go find some games to try to make your 25 games that you need.
I got you. So there's going to be a lot of teams looking to match up as this settles in, huh?
Right, because some of the regions are a lot smaller. Like, we have 15 teams, and now we're going to a region where there's 6. You know, I mean, it's, you know, and you only play everybody twice, so there's 12 games right there, and then you have a limit of 25 games that you can play, and so you have to go find 13 non-region games. Like the region that the Forsyth schools are in now, there's 9 teams in that region, or 10. I think there might be 10.
So will you be venturing into Gwinnett, taking on some of those schools just to set the schedule up?
Great question. You know, it just kind of depends on how I feel our team. We'll be a veteran team again. We have a bunch of juniors that are getting a bunch of time this year, so I'm excited. I'm excited about that. But, you know, it'll just kind of depend on how their schedule looks and how our schedule looks. And the other thing is you got to have girls. You know, we play girls and boys in Georgia on the same night, so you got to have a girls coach that's willing to play the same boys teams that you're playing.
Right, and then a lot of the teams that are in your current region 7, they're probably going to be looking to match up as well because they're going to have some openings, I'm guessing, this all falls out.
That's
so you might find yourself playing some of the same.
That's right. You try to go maybe find a tournament at Thanksgiving and a tournament at Christmas. That's 5 games, and you go find something else that you can find 5 more games somewhere else. But anyway, I'm still looking forward to it. Don't get me wrong. I'm so glad we're going to be able to play the Forsyth school. It's been a while.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great for everybody. I think everybody around the county is looking forward to all 5 being in the mix, and it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, back to reality then. We look forward to seeing you Friday night, again, 6 o'clock. The girls tip off, and we'll be there a little early. Like you said, it's homecoming Friday night. Tell me about that.
Yeah, tell them wrong. It's always good to have a homecoming. Hopefully some of our ex-players will come back, and we get to see some of those guys. And but it's always a good time with the students, and we have a great they call them the Central Crazies, our guys that come to most of our home games, and so I'm sure they'll be out there in full force, so we're looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait to see you and your team. Greg Durst, the head coach at Forsyth Central, the head Bulldog, gives us a great look at basketball over there in the middle of the county, and we look forward to seeing you this weekend, all right?
All right. Thanks, Greg.